Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer." Well, that's funny, because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee, and what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee, or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The check's not quite in the mail yet, that stimulus check you're hoping for. Olympics might not be canceled, just postponed, and a drive-through confessional pops up in Maryland. Monday was supposed to be the deadline for the Senate to act on the third legislative phase of the coronavirus response. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set up a process late last week where the Senate would take a procedural vote Sunday to begin a debate on a shell of a bill. Once there was a deal, McConnell would insert the coronavirus package into the parliamentary empty box. The hope was that the Senate could get 60 yeas to open debate on the coronavirus measure Sunday, then speed up the process and pass the bill Monday. Then the House would have to move to align with the Senate sometime in the near future. Well, that all melted down Sunday night. The votes were not there and it became partisan again. Rand Paul is out. He's been quarantined with a positive coronavirus test. Mike Lee and Mitt Romney announced they would quarantine since they had exposure to Paul. And so we're going to see if things move today. Verdict is out, literally. Canada will not be sending athletes to the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo because of the risks associated with the coronavirus outbreak, according to a joint news release from the Canadian Olympic Committee and Canadian Paralympic Committee. The organizations are calling to postpone the games for a year, and they say they're backed by their athletes' commissions, national sports organizations, and the Canadian government in the decision. The coronavirus threat and risk make for an unsafe environment for athletes, their families, and the broader Canadian community, the release said. We are in the midst of a global health crisis that is far more significant than sport, the release said. Canada's decision comes hours after International Olympic Committee's executive board said they're considering postponing but not canceling this summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo because of the coronavirus pandemic. Our quote of the day, our entire good consists not only in accepting the truth of God's word, but in persevering it. St. Angela Merici. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a scholastic philosopher and theologian. He led the congregation through difficult events, internal and external. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Alphonsus Liguori. He was born near Naples in 1696. He's a former lawyer. He was ordained near the age of 30, and he was the founder of the Redemptorists, an order since 1732. They were a congregation of missionary priests and brothers. They followed in Jesus' footsteps, preaching the word and serving the poor and mostly abandoned type of people. He was also a composer, musician, poet, author. and he was a scholastic philosopher and theologian. He led the congregation through difficult events, internal and external, working to have it recognized by the king. He took care of a lot of people in his ministry. He led missions in Naples and Sicily. He wrote hymns and composed melodies. He devoted himself to painting. He's kind of a esoteric type of guy. After 1752, his health began to decline, and therefore its missionary force was slowed down. Then he dedicated more time to write. He was also a doctor of Catholic Church. He died at the age of 90 on August 1st, 1787. He's the patron saint of arthritis, confessors, and moralists. Critical medical gear is still in short supply as the nation is grappling with new coronavirus. And while Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Peter Gaynor said masks are in the midst of shipping from the national stockpile, he wasn't able to provide details on a concrete timeline. They're shipping today. They shipped yesterday. They'll ship tomorrow, Gaynor said on ABC's This Week Sunday. When you say they, how many? Which masks? The new masks? Co-anchor Martha Raddatz pressed. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of millions of things that they're shipping from the stockpile. I can't give you the details about what every single state or what every single city is doing, Gaynor said, but I'm telling you that we are shipping from our national stockpile. We're shipping from vendors. We're shipping from donations. It is happening. The demand is great. FEMA leadership has insisted that they've been fulfilling the agency's mandate, but had to take a back seat to Health and Human Services because, unlike a hurricane or tornado, this is a public health emergency. Kind of sounds like Katrina, doesn't it? A priest in Maryland is offering something different, a drive-through confession during the novel coronavirus pandemic. Father Scott Homer, he administers the confession every day in the parking lot of St. Edward Church in Bowie. According to the church's schedule, he sits on a chair while cars pull up to him. Homer keeps a distance, of course, of 6 feet between himself and those who wish to confess, abiding by the social distancing practice that Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging the public to follow to stop the spread. Worshippers can also confess anonymously. Those who wish to do so can alert seminarian Joe McHenry, and Homer will go behind a screen, which is an eye mask, according to the church. As long as he's not driving, I think you'll be safe. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.